Welcome to Sand Pebbles. The purpose of this series is to make philosophy accessible and understandable to the working public. For this final episode on our discussion of truth, I have a guest who has a proposal for my listeners.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill, the story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill, you stay in Wonderland, and I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all I'm offering is the truth, nothing more.
Quite a proposal, a choice between ultimate truth and illusion. If you have been listening to these episodes, hopefully you see a rational problem with this choice, a rational problem that was actually brought out by the mathematician who wrote Alice in Wonderland. How does one know that the reality of the red pill is any more truthful or any less an illusion than the dream created by the blue pill? At this point in the history of human culture and human consciousness, reason can only get you so far in making this choice. The ultimate decision is based, as we stated in the last episode, on your use of creativity and imagination to reach whatever beliefs your life has given you. If you believe that the red pill will show you truth to be a Christian loving God with whom you will spend an eternity of happiness, then even if it's only 1 in 10 trillion chance of that being true, you're probably better off picking the red pill. However, if you believe the red pill will show you a reality that will be a meaningless struggle for existence, whereas the blue pill will give you a dream in which you will live and die happy, never knowing that it was a dream and an illusion, you're probably better off picking the blue pill. As another creation of the 20th century existentialist philosophy would say, reality isn't I think, therefore I am. It's probably I am, therefore I think. If we go back to the historical figure Pontius Pilate, and his asking of the question, Quae veritas, what is truth? When he faced the choice of a crucifixion of a man that he knew to be innocent, Pontius Pilate chose illusion to crucify him as if he was guilty. From the perspective of pragmatic truth, he probably made the right choice by picking illusion. He avoided a disrespect for his authority by the crowd and maintained the authority of the Roman Empire. And after all, what significance does the truth of the innocence of one man or of thousands have relative to the significance of the power and glory of the Roman Empire? Our modern society is full of pundits and politicians who emphasize the need for truth and ridicule the working man or woman for choosing illusion in order to get by and survive in life, despite the fact that the powers that be are usually the ones who pick the strongest illusions in order to maintain their power. If they can do it, you can do it. Somehow your life experience has told you that illusion is better than truth. At least this point in human history, there's no rational reason why you should not pick illusion over truth. In the movie The Matrix, the choice of the red pill was clearly implied to be the correct one. And Neo is a modern-day mythical hero for picking a red pill and fighting for truth. If I had been given the choice after a lifetime of actually dealing with and fighting the powers that be, honestly, I think I'd pick the blue pill. For listeners out there, if you go to our webpage, sandpebblespodcast.com, you have the choice of telling us what pill you would pick. And out of curiosity, I ask that you do so. Also, don't forget to light your pipe or cigar and vote me either a wise man or a fool. Thank you for listening, and good luck.